All right, graced with her presence for the first time in a few weeks, Kim Barnes-Arico. Good to have you back, Coach. We missed you the last couple of weeks. We really did. Missed the smile, missed the stories, missed the intensity. Your team, now they finish the regular season 9-9. Just the eighth time Michigan women's basketball team has ever had 9 wins or more. Summarize the season for us if you can. I know that can be difficult, but can you kind of wrap it up for us in a whole?
We had some really tough losses, especially early on, and we had some really great wins. I think the most exciting part for me as a coach is that we continue to improve and we continue to get better, and our young kids are learning from our older kids, and our older kids have really done a tremendous job down the stretch, led by Sierra Thompson and Madison Rostovsky and Kelsey Mitchell, Danielle Williams have really set a great example for our younger kids, and our younger kids are continuing to get better, and a couple of them were recognized today. But I think we're excited to still be playing and to see what the next couple weeks bring.
And you started 4-7. You end up 9-9. So a nice little roll there at the end. What was the difference between that 4-7 start and the nice finish?
Well, we struggled there at the end of December and in early January. I think we kind of hit a little bit of a wall. We lost 3 tough games, one possession games, each of the 3 of them, and really free throws down the stretch to put all 3 of those games away. We are playing with a lot more confidence now. We're making those free throws down the stretch. And all the tight games that we've been in the last month, we've been able to win down the stretch, which is really different from early on in the Big Ten season.
Coach, I'm going to rewind a little bit because we haven't seen you in a while. Maryland, tell us a little bit about that trip. I mean, I've seen the first half. You guys seemed to play pretty tough in the first half, but it wasn't a fun trip getting there. Can you explain what that...
No, Terry, I think you guys have experienced a couple of these road trips this season. But
brutal. Flat out brutal.
And sometimes, you know, we were on a stretch there, our 3-game stretch, and we have a couple of those as the men do during this season. And those really take a toll on the kids. And it's been kind of a busy time in school, and we were on one of those stretches. And we thought we were going to get to Maryland at a reasonable hour to do our prep and have shoot around the next day. And we were supposed to leave at 4. About 3:30, our director of operations, Amy, got a phone call that said, well, we're having a couple difficulties with the plane. You know, we'll get back to you. So this went on, and our kids had been at the gym since noon that day, because we had practice. They were getting treatment. They were ready to go. And we didn't take off until, I believe it was 1:30 that morning, 1:30 a.m. We got to Maryland. We got to our hotel at about 3:45 a.m., and we had a shoot around the next morning. I tried to see if we can get a plane for the next day, and the crew couldn't fly out, and there were a whole mess of things that we couldn't do. But we came out in that Maryland game, and we really started great. We looked unbelievable in the first half. We were up pretty good in the first quarter. And then the second half, they wore us down. And I think it was a combination. They're really a great team. They just won our league. They're incredible at home. But we also ran out of gas a little bit.
Yeah, well, you can understand why. I mean, when you deal with that, that's that sudden change that you coaches oftentimes refer to, that'll test you. Do you have them go home in a situation like that and say, go take a nap, go take a rest? Because athletes are, they want a routine, don't they?
Yeah, and that was, for me, okay, do we mess up their routine? Do we switch their routine? And we kept saying, well, do we send them home? Because we didn't know. They could call in 15 minutes and they have to be back. So some of them went home. Some of them decided to stay and do study table and really work on their academics. But then the night kept getting later and later, and we went out to dinner and had a team meal, and then it continued to get later and later and later, and they guaranteed we'd be out by 11, but really didn't get out till 1:30.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Yeah, Northwestern, you finally bounce back. You win a game against Northwestern. You won it in a fashion that you had a 10-point lead. All of a sudden, they come back, cut it to 4, but you find a way to win that ball game and not score 90 points and win a ball game.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're actually trying to play a little bit of defense. They're eating in there, so they don't hear me, but they really are attempting to play a little bit of defense. And that's an area where we have improved, because we did have to go to Northwestern. And those games earlier in the season, we were up 10 Indiana going into the fourth. We were up Purdue by 10 going into the fourth, and we lost those games. Northwestern made a run, and we really were able to make big plays down the stretch and really make able to make our free throws down the stretch in not a great scoring night for us, in a night where we missed some baskets. And Little Boogie came out and really gave us a spark plug that day. She was 7-7-7 across the board.
Wow.
So 7 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. I think she might have led our team in rebounding as the smallest kid on our team. So she was really a spark plug for us in that game. But we had to make our plays down the stretch and our free throws down the stretch.
In an odd twist, had you beaten Rutgers the other day, you would have played them in the first round of the Big Ten tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that we weren't sure about that after the game. We thought we still might have had a chance to play them again because Nebraska was playing, and if Nebraska won, if they didn't win, we would have finished. We finished tied with them, but we would have won the tiebreaker, and then we would have had to play Rutgers.
Okay.
So Rutgers is they're a tough team. They're a team full of All-Americans, really big, strong, physical. And the first time you go to the rack is kind of a tough experience. And that's, you know, Caitlin went through that a little bit last year. It was kind of her first time home. They just defend the heck out of you, and they wouldn't let her touch the ball. You have to kind of go through it once, and our freshmen really experienced that the other day. We can tell them how strong and how physical and how
you
aggressive.
You can show them on tape.
Oh, yeah. They don't understand until they get out against it, and they got an opportunity to experience a tough Rutgers team at Rutgers the other night. Hey, when I was at St. John's, 10 years, it took 6 years to beat them. But then after year six, we didn't lose to them after that.
Wow.
So they're a tough team, especially at their place, and they're always a team that's full of really talented players. Depends on what night you catch them, and they played really well against
us. Have you ever had to do that before, play a team in back-to-back in a postseason tournament after finishing them with in the regular season?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Okay.
That happens, and you never know. I mean, the kids are here tonight, so I don't want to say too much, but you never know in that kind of situation how they're going to respond. It would have been great to get them on a neutral court and to see, you know, coming off of that, how fired up we can get our kids to, you know, have another opportunity at them. But Iowa, we had a chance to play them twice, so it'll be a great opportunity to we split to get another shot at them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I do want to preview that matchup because you get the Hawkeyes in Indianapolis. It's coming up here this week in the Big Ten tournament. So we'll do that with Kim Barnes-Arico, and we got a couple of special guests too. Coach had mentioned some honors for a couple of her players. Big high five to two of them that will be joining us here shortly on Inside Michigan Basketball on the IMG Sports Network. Stay right there. We're back at Pizza House. We're here every Monday night for Inside Michigan Basketball with both John Beilein and Kim Barnes-Arico, who is back with us. Her club ready to tangle with Iowa in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis this week. We wish her and her Wolverines great success. It's been a fun year so far. We've enjoyed having her, her players, and her assistant coaches when she can't be here, including Megan Duffy, who was here with us a couple of weeks ago. Before we get to the Big Ten tournament, you wanted to ask her something about going back home, huh?
Yeah, you had an opportunity to go back home, and I asked the question, did your family get to travel with you? And it was kind of interesting. You'd like to share that?
Yeah, they were very upset. Two of my children didn't get to come because one had a basketball tournament and one had a gymnastics meet. But my middle child did get to come, and she actually is only 10 years old, but she was in contact with her little friend back home who was 11, that when we got to the airport, she was actually picked up by them.
Wow.
And then I didn't see her again till game time. So
cool.
I don't know that she claimed she really wanted to come and spend some quality time with me. And
right.
When she got home last night, she said, Mommy, can I sleep with you since I didn't sleep with you on the trip? And I said, no, honey, your window had passed. So.
Right.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's I think people forget about that. That's a tough adjustment for kids. You know, a 10-year-old who's moving to a new place, has to make new friends. They have to be, you know, very social, and obviously your kids are, but to be able to go back home and experience that had to be pretty special
for
you. Yeah,
she came back the next day and said, Mommy, I walked to town, and the first thing I did was to go get a bagel. So she didn't forget that the bagels and pizza on the East Coast are good. So she had her bagel
cool.
and got to spend some time with her friends before coming back for the game.
All right, let's talk about Iowa a little bit. Big Ten tournament time. You split with the Hawkeyes during the regular season, each team holding serve, and both games pretty close, huh? Evenly matched teams, do you think?
I do think so. They're a great team. They're usually an NCAA tournament team every year. They graduated some tough players last year. So they're real young, similar to us, and their freshmen are really coming along strong here down the stretch of the season. So it'll be a great matchup for Hallie inside against one of their freshman post players who's really come on strong. They have a little freshman point guard who's from Michigan, similar to Boogie, and her minutes have increased throughout the season. So we're similar in a lot of ways, and both of those games were great, great contests. So I know we're excited, especially after not playing well in our last regular season game, to have an opportunity to play them in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, Coach, we had Coach Megan Duffy on last time when you weren't able to make it, and I asked her the question about how did her Notre Dame teams do against your St. John's team.
Oh, geez.
And she basically told me what you were going to say, but I want to hear it from you.
Oh, no. You got to give me more. Terry, that's
not
fair.
No, she said it's going to be two versions.
Okay.
And she said you got a version, so we want to hear your version.
Well, all I have to say is that when Coach Duffy was a player, and this is a true story, and I don't even know if she told this part, this story.
It sounds like it already. So
true story, when Coach Duffy was a player, St. John's had been getting better and better every year, and we had played them early in the Big East schedule, and they came in ranked number 5 or 10 in the country, and we came in as a team that was always on the cusp of being a good team but really not an NCAA tournament team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they thought they were going to come to St. John's and beat us good, and we beat them. So it was a great win for our program and really started to turn the program. And I remember, you know, Coach McGraw, I won't tell you what she says, but I tease Coach Duffy about it all the time. And Megan were in the press conference after, and Megan was so complimentary, and she was probably terrific the other day, and really said some great things about our program. And she's one of, and I think our kids now are too young to remember her, our players in our program.
Mm-hmm.
But she was one of the toughest and best point guards during that time in the country, and she won the Frances Pomeroy Award, which is given to the best player, female basketball player in the country under 5'7". And Megan Duffy won it during her time at Notre Dame. So she was a special player. And it's funny, Coach McGraw called me. Megan had been playing in the WNBA and had been playing overseas. And she gave me a call and she said, you know, Megan's thinking about getting into coaching and I know you have a spot. You know, would you be interested? Would you talk to her? She's young. I know she's young. But having the opportunity to watch her as a player for 4 years and just the passion and the leadership and how tough and how committed she was, I knew she was going to be an outstanding coach. And she's just done a tremendous job with our program and with the guards in our program. So we're fortunate to have her. So, Terry, was it similar?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
It sounds just like it.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah. She said you were going to have the upper hand for sure.
Well, that's a really good transition into two players that you're coaching right now that got some well-deserved honors. And we'll have them up here in a moment. First, I want a quick comment from you. Caitlin Flaherty, all Big Ten first team, by the way. All Big Ten first team. Just the 4th Wolverine in school history to earn a spot on the first team. I know we talk about her on a regular and weekly basis, and we try to spread that love, and I think you do a really good job of that. But she's had a special season, and she's been a special player for your program, hasn't she?
She definitely has, and you know, we do talk about her every week, and I think probably when she gets up here, you guys will see a Caitlin that kind of tries to give all the credit to her teammates, and I think she does a really good job of that. And I think she knows, you know, without people getting her the ball, without people taking charges, without other people rebounding, without us playing defense, we wouldn't be successful. And we need to be successful for her to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But as an individual skilled player, she is incredible. And we always talk about, you know, her mom doing the rebounds of 1,000. And I say this every week, 1,000 shots, and she makes 975. And there aren't very many players in the country,
right?
Maybe Steph Curry, but I bet you can say them on one hand,
right,
that can really do that. And sometimes people think, you know, maybe she gets a lot of recognition or a lot of credit, but the amount of time and the amount of hours that she has really put into develop her craft is incredible. So she is deserving of this honor. She went home after last year and said, Coach, I'm going to come back, and I want us to win. I want us to be champions, and I want to commit to being a better player. You know, my freshman year, I wasn't a great player. I need to get better from that. I was a shooter. I'm going to come back with a handle. I'm going to be able to get to the basket. I'm going to do different things for our team. And she really went home this past summer and has come back and had an incredible sophomore season.
And Hallie Thom is honorable mention All Big Ten, but to All Freshman team, and that's well deserved.
Yeah, too. Big girl. How about that? She's special too, and I know we have an opportunity to talk about her as well as her freshman class and really what they have meant to our program this season. But to be 6'5" and come in as a freshman and have the touch and the hands and the ability to catch and the ability to finish around the rim and the footwork that she has, you know that she has really worked really hard on her game to be able to be the kind of player that she is as a freshman. You know, the great thing about her, similar to Caitlin last year, is that she already knows, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this, I'm going to do this in the offseason. I know this summer is the biggest summer in terms of my development, and I want to come back and be an All-American and be a great player and help our team win championships. And I think that's the biggest thing about the players in our program is that they want to win and they want our team to be successful. So it's the team first.
Yeah, the strive for greatness. And we should also mention Sierra Thompson, 16 assists shy from breaking the single season record. Good luck to you, Coach, on Thursday at noon against Iowa. We'll have your two players up here when we come back on Inside Michigan Basketball on the IMG Sports Network. Caitlin Flaherty averaged 22.3 points per game, eighth best scoring average nationally. The conference's third leading scorer. She was first team All Big Ten, and for good reason. And she joins us here on Inside Michigan Basketball. Well, your coach said you spent the offseason working on various parts of your game. How did you focus on that, and what are some of the things that you did to address what you thought were weaknesses a year ago?
I think coming off my senior year, I had a foot injury, and, you know, I was primarily a shooter my freshman year, and I really wanted to expand my game and be more of a scorer. So when I went home, I practiced kind of my moves and getting to the basket and also kind of creating lanes for myself and being able to distribute the ball to others. So I think that's really what I worked on. And I continued to keep shooting and, you know, keep my touch.
Well, you've got the touch. I'd like to ask you, have you ever seen a shot that you didn't like? Because I watch you all the time, and you light it up.
She could ask you the same thing, right?
She probably could, yeah, but I didn't have that touch. I'll tell you what, she lights it up.
Thank you. I think from last year I've learned kind of what a bad shot was, and I really didn't understand that coming in my freshman year, and I think that was a process for me kind of to learn that. And I think this year I have a better shot selection, but, like, I have to give a lot of credit to my teammates. They find me in great positions. You know, I have wide open shots, you know, due to our great point guards and our great other guards, as well as Hallie. In the post, she kind of creates a lot of attention, leaving me so wide open sometimes on the outside.
What is it that makes you most proud by being named first team All Big Ten?
I mean, it just has been a goal of mine, I think. You know, playing for so long and starting out so young, I think it was a goal just to come to college and be able to play. And then, you know, accomplishing such a big thing like this, it's been one of my dreams. And I'm just proud of myself, but I'm also very proud of my teammates because, like I said, I wouldn't be in this position without them or without the coaches and them believing in me.
14 points shy of breaking the single season record. Good luck again. Thanks.
Thank you.
You got it. So, Caitlin Flaherty, first team All Big Ten. Hallie Thom was honorable mention All Big Ten, named All Big Ten freshman team, averaged 14.5 points, shot 64% from the floor, also averaged 5 boards per game, and she joins us here on Inside Michigan Basketball as well. What was the biggest adjustment for you from high school to the college level, do you think?
Probably the physicalness coming from being a 6'5 center in high school, and everyone's 5'10. All you really got to do is put your hands up. So coming to college, everyone's pushing you, shoving you, and getting where you don't want to be and making you uncomfortable. So that was a big adjustment coming in.
Yeah, Holly, do you feel like the officials kind of pick on you a little bit because you are 6'5 inside? I know you get into foul trouble a little bit. I used to do the same thing. Do you feel like they're picking on you a little bit?
I mean, you kind of pick and choose. Some of them I agree with, but, I mean, you never want to foul. And I've had a tendency of fouling out, so we definitely got to fix that. And so you just got to kind of learn what the refs style is and just play from there.
Hallie, how long did it learn for you to have that
that camaraderie with your teammates, learning where they were on the floor, learning for them to get you the ball where you like it in a certain spot. How long does that take, and how much more how much better can you get in that regard?
I think what really helped is, like, we're a sisterhood, so we know each other off the court and on the court, so that relationship transfers over to the court.
Yeah.
And I know they're always putting me in the best situation, so I know where they are, and so I know they're always there to help me.
So 9-9 during the regular campaign. Now you begin a Big Ten tournament push on Thursday. What will be most important against Iowa in your mind, considering you split the two games with them?
Just controlling the controllables. I mean, effort, your toughness, and heart. I feel like we play with those three, there's nothing that we can't do.
Yeah, Caitlin, going back home to New Jersey, 50 tickets. Was that kind of like a rock star there? I mean,
I mean, that just explains Caitlin Flaherty. I mean, she's one of the top players. I mean, you look at her, she can basically do anything. She can distribute the ball. She can score. She can score off the bounce. She's just one of a kind player.
You know, it's interesting. This team has so many weapons, but, you know, as coaches told us, young club, you know. What's the biggest lesson you learned this year that you think you'll be able to carry over into next season?
I'm just trying to take it play by play and not getting so caught up in what's happening and just keep playing my game and not getting my head so much.
Well, it's been enjoyable to watch you so far. Good luck in the Big Ten tournament. Thanks for swinging by. We really appreciate it. Hallie Thome, everybody, along with Caitlin Flaherty. Stellar performers for Michigan all season long. They hope to continue in Indianapolis. It starts Thursday at noon with the Big Ten tournament when they take on Iowa. I want to thank Tony Butler, our engineer. Of course, both coaches, Kim Barnes-Arico, John Beilein. For the national champ, Terry Mills, I'm Matt Shepherdson. So long. We'll see you back here next week on Inside Michigan Basketball at Pizza House.